There's a story of the Dubna Magid. I don't know if he's the character in the story or tells the story, but there was a there was this Magid who went town to town to give drasha. And he decided, right before Rosh Hashanah one year, he was invited to a certain town to speak. And he decided he really, really, really wanted everybody at this drasha to start crying and changing their lives to do tshuva. He really wanted every one of them in tears so that it all changed their ways. And he's giving his drasha. And at a certain point, in an emphatic climax, he calls out, "Everyone in this town will die. Everyone. There's no one in this town who will not die." And the people in the town, you know, he built up to it in the drasha. There was a lot of emphasis. There was a lot of emotion running high. It was a powerful speech. And people all around start bawling. They're crying. "Oh, I'm so sorry, Reb Barney Shalom, forgive me, you know. Oh." And he has most of the crowd. There's still a few people not crying, and he goes at it again. "Everyone in this town will die. There's no one in this town who will not die. Every single one of the people in this town will die." And so eventually he has everybody but one guy. Spots him in the crowd. Guy is sitting there, arms crossed, a little bit of a smirk on his face. And he's really got everybody, everybody's crying. Everyone's like, "Oh, Hashem, slachli, you know, give us a good year. You know, I want to make it to next year. I want to live to see, you know, all the smachot, all the naches. I want to live. And if I am going to die, I want olam haba. And I don't want, you know, forgive all my chatayim." And they're all crying. Except this one guy. He tries it again, one last time. Really, everybody in this town, they won't miss anyone in this town. Okay. At a certain point, he has to give up. Guy's not going to cry. So he moves on, finishes the drasha. When the drasha's done, he goes over to the man and he says, "I don't get it. Didn't you see everybody else here crying? You were the only one not crying when I said everyone in this town will die?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm not from this town." That's the mashal of the Dubna Magid. And we laugh at it and we go, "Oh, what a fool." But really, we're all that man. Do we really take to heart this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding, we're all over the Fano Gnei Marom, we're all like sheep before Him, He's deciding who's going to live, who's going to die, He's deciding everything about us. Do we really, really get that? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Beitza Tetzayin tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, Kol Mazonotav Shel Adam Ketzuvim Lo Mirosh Hashanah. The amount of money you're going to make that year is set on Rosh Hashanah. So, how much you earn is already set. You did tshuva, you davened. That's the amount you're going to make that year. Okay, we still have to do our ishtadlut. I still have to go, if I'm going to make that money, I could just sit in bed and the money will show up. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ishtadlut. And the way, you know, we rationally explain it, it's said, if you do this amount of ishtadlut, you make that amount, and if you don't do that amount, you make that amount, and if you do tshuva, you do more mitzvahs, you'll make, like, there's a whole system, but it's all, the system for you is set already on Rosh Hashanah. Chafetz Chaim has a mashal that, imagine you have a barrel of wine, and you attach a faucet, and the wine is coming out of the barrel. And you go, "Wow, I got all this wine coming out of the barrel. Imagine if I had another faucet, I'd get twice as much wine." So you stick another faucet in the barrel, and now you get twice as much wine. No, you just get the twice as much wine, twice as fast. But the amount of wine in the barrel is a constant. It doesn't grow based on how many... So the Chafetz Chaim said this in a mashal to somebody who asked him, "I'm making a nice parnasa, you know, I have a forest and I chop down trees. And somebody's giving me a business offer to buy another forest. So I could have two forests and make twice as much money." He says, "How do you know? Maybe it's just another, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this is the amount you're going to make. And maybe it's going to be just twice as fast for you to make it. In other words, maybe the two forests will combine for you to make the same amount of money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who sets it." Okay? That's a level of emunah and bitachon. Maybe we're not all on, but that's the concept. That all your money that you're going to make that year is said on Rosh Hashanah, in the ending of the Chafetz Chaim story. Indeed, the other forest was, you know, a fraud, and the person who bought it lost a lot of money, and look how wise the Chafetz Chaim was.
On the other hand, you could say that Hashem was counting on this person,
Okay, but if he's making his proper parnassah, he's making his ends meet, and enough, and certain largesse. So the Chafetz Chaim was telling him that maybe it's not worth your, you know, okay, again, it's on the Chafetz Chaim's madriga, and maybe the person he was talking to is madriga. I'm not telling you practical advice about not buying a forest right now. But understand, we have this concept, kol mazonotav shel adam ktsuvim lo me Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's all set in Rosh Hashanah. We really have to understand that this is what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, it's deciding if we live this year, if we die this year, if we get rich this year. Okay? Mi vara, mi magavifa, everything we're saying in the Tana Tokef, that's really, really set on Rosh Hashanah. People always ask, how was your Rosh Hashanah? And you go, oh, it was nice. It was wonderful. It was inspiring. Really, you should have to wait till the end of the year. How was your Rosh Hashanah? Well, it was bad. For 6 months, we were, you know, all wearing masks and locked in a room. And, okay, last Rosh Hashanah, if somebody asked me, how was Rosh Hashanah? Oh, it was nice. But in retrospect, apparently my Rosh Hashanah wasn't so nice. Okay, this isn't the best situation. We're making the best of the situation. But it's not the greatest situation to be in. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, the common explanation given, this is the pasuk we say, if you say Kiddush in Rosh Hashanah, and it's in the Shir Shal Yom, and Davening. So what is the Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu? B'kesel means it's hidden. You do it when the moon is hidden. In Rosh Hashanah, it's the only chag when there's no moon. It's Rosh Chodesh. There's no moon. Rosh Hashanah is the only chag that begins when there's no moon. Why? Because it's hidden. Rosh Hashanah is really saying, your year is set, and it's hidden. We don't know how this year would be. And we really have to understand that Rosh Hashanah is setting our year, and we have to daven and do tshuva in order to understand that this is what Rosh Hashanah is about, and hope and daven for the best possible year. How can we possibly do that? So number one, we have to understand when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to our Gzardin, there's no chazakas. Okay? Corona taught us that very, very well. I've been making a living just fine every year. You know, maybe some years a little bit more, some years a little bit less. But every year I make a living, Baruch Hashem. Well, look how many businesses folded. Look how many people are out of work because their line of work no longer exists. Imagine the Simcha business where they used to make events for 300 people, 500 people, and now there's 50 people and all sorts of people who aren't part of weddings anymore. Okay, that's, and the stores that are closing, they can't have customers, there's rent and everything's due and there's no customers coming. There's no chazakas. I was healthy last year, so I'm healthy this year. All sorts of people, over a million people in the world died this year from this. Many more got sick from it. There's no chazakas. We have to remember that there's no chazakas when it comes to it. Rosh Hashanah, everything is said in Rosh Hashanah. It's decided in Rosh Hashanah. We really, by Rosh Hashanah, okay, we have more days. There's a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. But this is the time to be asking for Mechila, to do Tshuva, to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, apologize, sorry, to apologize to our friends, our Ben Adam Lechaver, and our Ben Adam Lemakom, because Rosh Hashanah coming up, what are we left? About 24 hours, Rosh Hashanah is coming up, that's when it's happening. And that's what we have to focus on. One last Eitzah to think about. The Meshech Chachman, this past week's Parsha, cites an interesting idea from the Gra. It says, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you give a din v'cheshbon, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I did this many chatayim, I did this many mitzvot. So when it comes to chatayim, din is the number of chatayim you did. Cheshbon is what you could have been doing with that time. All the mitzvot you could have been doing in that time, all how productive you could have been in that time. Instead of Ritzat Raglayim Laran, instead of running for bad, instead of doing bad, now I'm doing a mitzvah. I could have been doing a mitzvah. So the din is the averot you did, and the cheshbon is what we could have been doing. So how does that help us with our din and cheshbon coming to Rosh Hashanah? We're not only saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry about all the chataim. I really want to work on it. I really want to do fewer chataim this year. I'm really sorry. But not only that, I want to be more productive with my time. I want to be, instead of all that time I spend sinning, I want to spend more time doing mitzvot and growing my avodat Hashem and learning Torah and doing chesed and helping others. That's the cheshbon. The cheshbon is not only what you did, that's the din, the cheshbon is what you could have been doing. So when we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, please, please give us another year. Please give us a better year. We want all the sins of this year to end. We want the next year's year of bracha to begin. Why? What kind of year do we want? We want a year of Zochreinu L'chaim Elechavetz B'chaim L'mancha Elokim Chaim. We're asking for not just a year of life, but a year of life that's for you. For you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't just want to not sin. We want to use that time we would have been sinning, or we previously were sinning, but to use that time to be better Jews, to be better people, to be better of the Hashem. So these words of Musar, Chuyim Achem Divarim, Shuvu Al Hashem, take with yourself, it's not stuff and things, that's not what the Divarim means, it means Divari Musar, take with yourself this rebuke, take with yourself this Musar, and really internalize it, so that we could possibly grow in our Avodas Hashem, and may we all have a Ktiva, a Chatima Tova, Alter, the Chaim Tovim, and the Shalom.